You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Black users have created trends and memes and viral movements and agitated for change for years on social media. Think April Rain and Oscar So White. Even the Black Lives Matter movement itself, which was born in a Facebook post by an Oakland activist and took life on Twitter. Now, as protests over police brutality and systemic racism continue, social media is a tool for organizing, amplifying, arguing. Yes, it can also often be a racist dumpster fire. But experts say that a big, messy public square might actually be the best place to create lasting political change. Omar Wasso was one of the founders of the social media site Black Planet, an early place for Black expression online. As it happens, he is now a professor at Princeton studying race and protest.
What we've seen since the rise of sites like Facebook and Twitter is the emergence of other sites of Black expression. And in particular, Black Twitter, I think, has become a real engine of articulating Black concerns and a kind of forum where there's a live debate going on around the clock. Something like Black Lives Matter as an example of an idea emerging on Twitter, championed by activists and organizers to become a national and international movement. And I think Twitter is, I think, where most of that highly political conversation and action is happening.
Where isn't it happening? We've heard for years that Facebook often takes down posts by Black users talking about racism because the algorithm flags it as hate speech.
I'm not aware of Facebook having any particular anti-Black algorithms, but I do find the algorithms that emphasize discussion among, you know, your friend of a friend network are going to have significant racial implications. White people are mostly going to be talking to white people. Black people are mostly going to be talking to their friends. And it makes it harder to have a community-wide conversation where white people can hear what Black people are saying, where Black people can converge behind a hashtag who might not know each other but have common interests. Facebook is really much more a set of private conversations, and those private conversations don't lend themselves to the kind of collective action that can turn into protests and have real political consequences.
You've said that you want to see a more fragmented, sort of multipolar internet. Tell me about that idea and whether the protests and, like you said, this sort of engine of collective action has changed that thinking at all.
Part of what was really exciting in the early days of social media was, you know, this kind of thousand flowers blooming sort of experience. There was Planet Out for the LGBTQ community and Variety. Facebook has homogenized the internet. You don't have to know anything about HTML for formatting a web page. One of the challenges is that you want to be able to have tools that allow you to moderate and have a kind of a broad conversation. But sometimes you want to have a conversation, a within group conversation, right? And, you know, on something like Planet Out, you might have had a different kind of conversation than it is on Facebook. And, you know, we may move towards something that's less consolidated, but the trend seems to be increasingly there are one or two dominant players in every aspect of the web. And I think something is lost in that.
Omar Wasso was a founder of the social media site Black Planet. He now studies race and protest at Princeton. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.